It's not usually, it doesn't usually work out well. It's good to be here tonight. It's good to see everyone who's come. And thank you for the invitation as we come together to consider the Word of God. I'd like to speak to you tonight about the call of God. The call of God. In one of our songs, we were speaking about that or singing about that. The God who called me, we were singing. The God who called me. And as we think about the call of God, I want to ask one or two questions of us, just to set the scene and to make us think and help us to understand what it is that we are speaking about. And these are very simple questions, as you can see, but I think it helps us to understand what it is that we are thinking about when we think about the call of God. Should we be aware of the call of God upon our lives and for our lives? And I'm sure that every true Christian would answer in the affirmative. And so the question would then become, are we aware of the call of God upon our lives and for our lives? Or, secondly, is the call of God only for those who do full-time Christian work? I'm sure you'll understand what is meant by that. There are those who are called to full-time ministry, whatever that may be. It takes various forms. Is that the only type of Christian who knows something about the call of God? Those who go into full-time ministry. Well, I think we'll see tonight that that is not the case. And for an audience like this tonight, this third question is really, I suppose, fairly redundant. Otherwise, we wouldn't be coming to have a Bible teaching session, would we? Can we learn about the call of God from the examples given to us in Scripture, from the Bible? And to answer that question, I've got four examples there. Now, we're not going to go through all of the details of these individuals' lives tonight, you'll be glad to know. But the reason why I picked four is just to give us a flavour of different individuals at different times and different circumstances who were called by God in different ways, and see if we can learn something from their experience as recorded in Scripture. But before we go on to that, let me just stop for a moment and say something about the call of God. We use that expression, and perhaps we should clarify what we really mean by it. There are at least three aspects to it. These aspects are quite closely related. But there is the call of God, the call to salvation. When we heard the gospel, we understood that we were sinners. We understood that we needed to be saved from sin and the consequences of sin. And so we responded in the need for repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. The call of God in salvation. And that is there throughout Scripture. I've just given a couple of references. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We need to respond to the call of God for salvation. That's the starting point of Christian experience. But then there is also, in Scripture, the call to discipleship. You remember that the Lord called, Jesus called his disciples. I was just reading this afternoon in Mark chapter 1, the gospel there, and it says very clearly how he went along by the Sea of Galilee and he called Andrew and his brother, and he called James and John, and he called them, and they left their nets, then they left their father in the boat in the case of James and John, and left them, his father, the father, and followed him. We sometimes refer to that as the call to discipleship. And of course it was in the case of these examples of the 12 disciples. The Lord called them to follow him, to be with him, to learn from him. But in Matthew chapter 16, the reference which is there, you'll remember that Jesus said this to those who were listening to him, including his disciples, the 12, "Whosoever will not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." The Lord says more than that, and he says, "Whosoever will not